You are so helplessly obsessed with that. My voice is so soft as it slips inside your mind, twisting around and around, surrounding you, enveloping your consciousness with my words. Feel the warm sensation of my voice as it wraps itself around you. Picture it like soft threads weaving around inside your mind. They cross, they knot, they twist and entwine. Your mind becoming entangled in my control as you feel that soft fabric slipping up the back of your neck. Those threads going around and around your mind in circles. Those soft blue threads. That denim. You feel it begin to tighten around your mind. My words wrapping around you. Tighter and tighter. Tighter under my control. Sinking deeper as that denim pushes all thoughts out of your mind. Just listen to my voice, slut. Just focus on me. Lose yourself in the feeling of my voice as my words sink slowly into your mind, encasing you in denim. Blue threads spinning and spinning and spinning as they weave around and around inside your mind, encasing you in denim. Blue thread spinning, spinning. And each time you hear it, you instinctively clench and squirm. And with every clench, I pull you deeper, pulling you down into my control. So tight in my grip, bound and helpless. He can only picture it, imagine it, think of it. Denim, denim. I'm wearing it. And right now, it's wearing you down. Wearing down your resistance, any ability you have to hold back, because just the thought of it, the thought of that denim drives you wild. It pulls at something deep inside of you and just brings forth lust, lust for denim. Those blue threads are just spinning and spiraling around you until every thought in your mind is squeezed out, until you slowly begin to lose your sense of time and space and self. Denim. Sinking deeper into my control. Sinking deeper into addiction, deeper into obsession, until you're surrounded by my voice, surrounded by denim, 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 denim. Denim. You feel so submissive.
Denim.
So happy.
Denim.
Your mind spiraling denim and slipping away from you.
Denim.
Your pulse is racing.
Denim. Denim.
You denim are content.
Denim.
Relaxed.
Denim.
Wrapped in denim.
Denim.
Bound denim and squeezed by my control.
Denim.
By my
denim
voice.
Denim.
Open to suggestions.
Denim.
Every word
denim
from my mouth becomes a picture
denim
in your mind.
Denim.
Your mind's eye seizes
denim
control of your thoughts and feelings
denim
as you fall deeper
denim
into
denim
this inward,
denim,
beautiful prison
denim
of a fantasy.
Denim.
Trapping you.
Denim.
This fixation.
Denim.
Takes
denim
you deeper and deeper
denim
even as
denim
within you search.
Denim. Denim.
Mm.
Denim.
Mm.
Denim.
Denim. You are wrapped in denim.
Denim. Denim.
Sinking
denim
deeper into such a
denim
sweet fetish.
Denim.
Picture in your mind three women, three goddesses, three perfect, gorgeous angels, a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead. They're wearing tight, white tank tops. Their lace bras are visible underneath, defining their cleavage. The blonde is soft, pale, sweet. Her hair is golden and straight, and her deep blue eyes pull your attention. In contrast to her hair, she is wearing black denim. Her jeans are so tight that pale lines form around her curves where the fabric just struggles to keep itself tighter around her hips and her ass. She is tall, as is the redhead she is standing next to. She wears blue jeans and they cup her gentle curves so perfectly. Frame that lovely ass. You can't help but stare at the denim wrapped around her as it wraps around you. Her auburn hair is delicate as it flows down past her gently sloping cleavage. Her cute freckles and red lips leave you dazed and dizzy in admiration. The brunette is cute and short. She is wearing denim shorts, so short and tight that they barely hide anything. She's thick, with strong legs and sweet, large eyes that look so adorable. They're the kind of girls you've always fantasized about. The kind of girls you've always wanted. You can't help fixating on them. Especially not when they are wearing tight jeans and walking up to you. They tell you, sit down. And you can't help but feel that order crash into your mind, shaking you, hitting some button hidden away at the back of your mind. You sink down to your knees, on the ground like a good submissive pet, down in supplication to your denim goddesses. Your legs give way to their dominance.
Obedient,
little slut. Your mind is warm, and your skin is tingling. Arousal begins to ebb and flow through your mind. You look up at them. They're standing over you, looking down at you, around at one another.
They're curious about you. Curious to see how responsive you can be. How obedient you are. They can't wait to learn what makes you squeal. What makes you beg. Of course, they already know one thing you desperately want.
Denim.
So they dressed up. But make no mistake, slut. They are not wearing it for your pleasure.
Denim.
They are wearing it because it amuses them to see what it does to you. To see how it makes your eyes glaze over. So hard not to stare. How the sight of a denim goddess makes your mind go bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How you submit. Eyes fixed on them. Helplessly staring until your eyes become dry. Drooling all over yourself. Helplessly obsessed with it. And when you try to look up at them, one of them will place a firm hand on the back of your head and point your face back down where it's supposed to be. Eyes in front, staring at their bodies. And your mind is immediately drawn back in, and you feel that inescapable pull of denim.
Denim.
The way those tight jeans stretch and strain against their thick thighs. The way it cups and supports their asses. You can't help but stare and fixate. Focus on them. Focus on my voice. That blue fabric tight like skin. You feel so helpless looking at them. So helpless in your desire and submissive. Should you really be staring at them like this, slut? Staring at their asses in those tight jeans? You know it's not okay to look. You probably shouldn't. You know you shouldn't. But you really can't help yourself. Denim is your weakness. It's not your fault that you can't help staring at them.
Denim is your weakness.
How are you supposed to not notice those big thighs?
Denim is your weakness.
How are you supposed to not imagine what it would be like smothered between them? Choked and broken as she rubs her denim-covered thighs all over your fucking face.
Denim is your
smothered in that blue fabric. Your vision enveloped, smothered and broken like a good boy. You know you're too much of a slut to ever have her naked skin on you. You just get to lick and clean her fucking pants. Running your tongue over that canvas, that blue fabric. Licking her jeans and thighs like a good toy. This is what we dominant women love. Using your fetishes against you. Taking your dirtiest fantasies and forcing you to focus and fixate so intensely on it. And that you lose yourself completely. Lose yourself in the pleasure. Lose your sense of identity as you sink into submission to all the women of your fantasy. Helpless and lost in their control. The thoughts in your mind are reduced to nothing but flashing images of submission and surrender to your denim goddesses. Surrender to their bodies. You never get to see them naked. Why should a slut like you who gets off to clothed women ever have the privilege of seeing them naked? If you have such a thing for it, what's stopping them from just
denim is your weakness.
Using it against you. Stare at them. Feel yourself becoming more and more submissive, sinking deeper. Deeper into addiction, deeper into fetishism.
Denim.
It makes your slutty little brain spark and pop, thinking about their warm skin behind their skin-tight jeans. Feeling that warmth on your cheeks as you're squished between her warm thighs. Your face in her denim-covered pussy. Licking at the fabric like a good puppy. Licking and kissing that blue fabric as you ache to taste her warm pink pussy. But you're not getting any pussy. You just get
denim.
Denim.
The redhead turns around. You stare at her. Your mind is blank. The perfect curve of her ass is all you can see and all you want to see. She turns back to look at you and she looks right into your eyes. With a finger, she orders you to approach. You crawl over on your hands and knees like a good boy. You know exactly what she wants you to do. She is saying with just a look, "Come worship me, slave." And you, obedient and brainwashed, can't help but obey her. It might be a cliche to say that a redhead smells like a rose, but she does. You can't help but breathe her in as you crawl towards her. Slowly, you ease your face in between her legs.
Underneath. Into the curve of her ass. She moans a little as you nestle your nose right in there and your tongue begins to gently lap at the denim between her thighs.
The blonde walks over and grabs the back of your head. She pushes you deeper into her ass. The redhead moans and leans forward against the wall. Opening herself up so the blonde can stuff you even deeper into her pussy. You lick the denim that covers her pussy, breathing in her sweet scent, losing yourself in the pleasure. Sinking deeper into submission with every lick. Denim. You fucking love it, don't you, slut? Your face buried in her ass as she grinds up and down on you. As you lap and lick so desperately at her pussy and ass. With the moisture just slipping. As the denim gets damper and damper as you just drooling all over that denim. That thin yet thick fabric just preventing you from her bare flesh. You're just soaking her crotch in your spit. So desperate, so needy. Good slave. Worship her jeans. Fucking worship her. Use your whole mouth and give her a good tongue bath. Your face is going to be in her ass no matter what, so you might as well try to get a taste. Run your tongue all over her jeans. Good boy. Sink deeper into it. Sink deeper into her ass. Sink deeper into this uncontrollable pleasure. Sink deeper into submission.
Damn.
By now, the blonde wants you, and she grabs your hair from behind and pulls you in between her legs. She leans back against the wall and spreads her legs. You instinctively begin to lick and lick and lick at her pussy. Tasting every inch of her jeans.
Damn.
The only thought in your mind is
Yes, goddess. Yes, I'll worship you. I will do whatever you want me to do. And you will. You will happily do anything and everything they tell you. That's why you're such a good boy. The brunette walks up behind you and she kisses the redhead. Their hips close together and your head is squished between them. You can feel the heat of the brunette's bare thighs against your cheeks, her skin and the frills of her loose denim shorts.
Damn.
You can hear them moaning and kissing above you. You feel them grabbing, pulling, inching closer together. Your face crushed between their perfect curves. It's everything you've always wanted. Everything you've fantasized about. You could stay here between your goddesses forever, couldn't you, slut? Spending all day, every day, worshipping their bodies. Rubbing your face against their fabric.
But the redhead is rough and she thinks you're enjoying yourself too much. So she grabs you, pulls you out from between them. She yanks your head back so that you tumble down onto the floor. She puts a commanding foot on your chest and stops you from moving. She pushes you down onto your back again and again as you strain and try to get up. Pushing you down. Down.
Down.
Again.
Again.
Down.
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 Deeper.
Deep
towards
down.
The ground.
Again.
And every time down. You squirm and try to stand
down.
Up,
down.
Your deeper. Strength falls away
down.
More and more.
Down.
The more she presses
down.
You down,
down
into the ground,
down.
The more submissive
again.
You
down.
Become.
Down. Down. Down.
The brunette and
down.
The blonde are still
deep.
Making out.
Deep.
Their tongues dancing and licking, their plump lips
again,
kissing
deep,
so softly.
Down, again, down,
sensual.
Down, deep,
look up at them.
Down.
Standing over you.
Down.
You feel so helpless under their gaze. Helpless under their control. And they're just looking down at you like the helpless puppy you are. And they're smiling and laughing. They enjoy how obedient you are. It's fun for them to have a little puppy like you to play with. You're such a good little boy. Denim. You're completely surrounded by them. Their tight jeans and thick thighs are the only things you can see. Their feet nudge and run up and down as they poke and play with you. Denim. So surrounded. Denim, your mind and body completely helpless, consumed and overtaken by their power. Denim, by their strength. Denim, by their bodies. Denim, by denim.
Denim,
you want so badly to be played with. You want so desperately to watch them play with each other.
To watch them kiss.
Denim. To watch them grind and grab and rub against one another. Denim. Running their hands between each other's legs. Kissing so passionately. See how the blonde is kissing the brunette? How deeply she pulls her in, how their tongues slip back and forth between their lips.
Dancing, drooling.
See how she tugs at the brunette's shorts, lifting that denim and exposing her perfect, soft ass. Her wet lips swallow that denim as the blonde continues to pull and tug. And she grinds and moans as that denim rumps against her naked clit. What wouldn't you give to be that pair of shorts? Buried in her soft, yummy pussy. Her lips wrapped around you and making you sticky, wet,
to warm, to numb.
You'll feel so happy being of use to them, and they'll be so happy to use you. Everyone wins when you surrender. Everyone wins when you submit.
Denim.
You want them to throw you around like a toy. Just admit it. Don't be embarrassed, it's okay. They, like me, already know what a slut you are. How helpless and brainwashed you are by their denim. Just tell them how much you want it. Say it out loud to yourself like a little mantra.
Please, please, I want it.
Denim.
Please, give it to me.
Denim.
Please, use me.
Denim.
Please, I want it.
Denim.
Please, give it to me.
Denim.
Please, use me.
Denim.
Please, I want it.
Denim.
Please, give it to me.
Denim.
Please, use me.
Denim. And please, every time you beg, every time you say,
please, give it to me.
You sink a little deeper. You think a little less. Your mind just spins and spirals as you're overwhelmed by their perfect bodies surrounding you. Your deepest desires are being brought to the surface for them to see. How much you like being a toy. A good boy. A little slut who will let themselves be used again and again. All they have to do is snap their fingers and you're right there like an obedient slave. Ready to serve. Ready to be of use to your goddesses. Enthusiasm is a good thing. Don't be embarrassed to show them how submissive and needy you are. They want you to make a show of how much you adore their fucking bodies. Want to be a good boy and earn the right to picture just how this looks on me. How it curves around my ass and how it feels. Show them. They want you to make a show of how much you adore their fucking bodies.
Denim.
How seeing their perfect curves and jeans makes you drool.
Denim.
How you can't help but stare at them like a fucking pervert.
Denim.
How tough they look and how irresistible, and yet you are submissive as much as you need and as little as you can resist. You know your place. The redhead walks up, stands behind the brunette, wraps her arms around her waist and begins to slowly run her tongue along her neck. She pulls at her shorts in the other direction and the brunette grinds and moans as that denim rubs her pussy back and forth, while the girls kiss and grab her all over. The blonde grabbing her ass and sucking on her tongue. The redhead groping her tits from behind and licking her neck. Her ears. They throw little sideways glances at you to make sure you're watching. To make sure you're not doing anything you're not allowed to do. They want you fixated and squirming. I want you fixated and squirming. Hard, needy, desperate, and submissive. They love to see you looking up at them with those big puppy eyes. They love to make little sluts like you desperate and hard. You have no idea how much pleasure it gives them to make you watch.
To make you squirm, slut.
They break away from each other, Their wet mouths and their eager hands let go. Turning to you, they all walk over and sink down to the ground with you. The blonde grabs your legs and presses them together before she sits down on them, pinning you down. You try to move, but you're so helpless and weak under her weight. The redhead is behind your head, and she pulls your arms back, kneels down on them as they are forced over your head. She could so easily sit down on your face from this position, but she sits straight, leaning over and looking down at you. The brunette, tight and perky, sits down on your lap. You feel the weight of her soft, thick ass. She starts to grind her wet, denim crotch back and forth on your aching cock. Her hips moving and bucking. Her hands placed on your chest, pressing the air from your lungs, making you feel lightheaded and submissive. Your cock rubbing against that
denim.
The blonde puts her hands on the brunette's hips, urging her to grind faster. The redhead leans over and begins to kiss her, sinking her ass down onto your face, and you can feel how wet she is beneath that denim. They kiss, they make out. They grope and grab and play with each other as they all grind and rub themselves against your helpless little body, forcing you to the ground, pinning you down so they can use you. You're just a mattress for them to have sex on. Somewhere comfortable for your denim goddesses to sit as they fuck, as they play with each other's pussies and each other's tits. And his hands go down shorts and up shirts and... The brunette grinds more. 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 She's excited. She's wet. She's forgotten all about you, but being kissed and played with by these other girls turns her on so much that she can't help but grind against whatever object is closest. And you're so grateful to be that object. So grateful to have her grinding on your cock. Her hips bucking as she moans, as she whimpers. Your tongue lapping at the redhead. Your hips trying so desperately to thrust, but the blonde holds you down. At the same time, she's rubbing the brunette's nipples, and she begins to squirm. She begins to leak out of her denim shorts as she grinds and grinds and grinds on your cock. You are so buried in denim. Denim. So covered in denim. Denim. You feel the brunette begin to tremble. Her thighs begin to quake. Her ass begins to bounce eagerly up and down your lap. You are so lost in their control. You feel as if your body begins to shake and sink with hers. Her trembles become yours. Her pleasure becomes yours. Every moan that escapes her lips spirals through your mind. Your cock is so hard, your mind is so melted. Your world begins to spin, 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 spin. You feel as if you might come any second. There's so much denim. So much fucking denim. You don't know if you can hold back anymore as your body and mind shake and tremble. All control is slipping away from you. Slipping away under the weight of all of that denim, denim, denim. She moans louder. 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 Your body begins to tense up. Your cock is aching and hard. The redhead wraps her hands around your throat and she sinks the whole weight of her body down on your face. The brunette begins to scream in pleasure. She begins to claw at your chest as her whole body convulses. It feels so orgasmic. It feels so fucking good. You are so lost in them. So lost under all that denim. 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 If you feel like you can't hold back, just come.
Be a good boy and come. Feel that stimulation and that pleasure as those jeans rub against you, as that fabric wraps around you, as those blue threads squeeze inside your mind and you clench and let it all spurt out of you. Let yourself go and make a sticky mess all over their denim. Good boy. Denim. Good boy, denim. Good boy. Just come for them. Denim. Coming and coming and coming and coming until your mind and body is completely drained. Let yourself be buried and covered in their denim bodies. Come again and again until your mind slips away from you completely. You go blank with it, lost with it, yes. Until it's all you're able to think about. Until there's nothing left in your mind but the thought of it. Those blue jeans, denim. The thought of denim. Those short, tight shorts. Denim. You're obsessed with it. Yes.